Welcome back to Blank Campus. I'm Diana Sands, and I'm in studio with Tim A, and he has me in stitches.
Just so happy to be on this con. And like I say, I the biggest part of COVID I miss was being able to go to the National Gallery and see the show. I think y'all knew Amphitheater, or go to downtown and see a show. The biggest part I've missed was culture, because I mean, it's nice to see a video. Like I happy a lot of people did like live shows from their bedroom, but I miss being there and hearing and seeing that type of stuff.
Well, that's a thing about culture, right? It's not only visual. Like we get it, I guess, from the Junkanoo element. You feel it in the music, and that is also part of the culture for Bahamas Carnival. You know, it's music driven, and for the novice, someone who is not familiar with carnival, or maybe an older person who may have seen it, might be intrigued and want to get started. How do you decide, like which band to get into, or how do you break into it?
So basically, you always tell people, go with your friends. No matter, like I say, we have the best DJs, we have the best costumes, right? But I don't want you there, because usually Boston is between like 1,000 to 1,400 people, and we usually have a lot of tourists who fly in. So I don't want you with our band, but then you go home that night and you hear how your three friends is another band, and they had, because you can't replace that bond. Right. Like that experience they had for those 6 to 8 hours walking on the road with their costumes and dancing this music, that together.
And their stories, that's what they're going to be talking about. Right,
you'll have a great time meeting new friends, but then what if you don't see them anymore? Because a lot of times when you go on the road, you float between bands, because each band has different sections. So it's not like everyone wear the same thing. Usually with us, we have 4 sections. And most times people stick with their sections, but they've mingled. So, but some of these people, like I say, with masters in general, a lot of people are not payment. They don't live here. So you might mingle with them, but then you can't help it. You won't see them maybe till next year. Right. Whereas your friends, you could get jealous. So get your crew, and as a crew, if you compromise, like you might not like this band because of the music they play, or you might like that DJ, compromise with your friends. Because that experience is important. Like I went to Trinidad with 10 people, and like you can't take that away from us. Like that was, you live those moments together.
So then you go through the whole carnival season together.
Right.
So you go to the parties, you go to the events.
So like you say, a novice. Mm-hmm. What a novice does is, so for Bahamas, in January, everyone launches in January. Mm-hmm. So what people do is, they go to each launch together, and then they decide on, and like I said, it's basically two things. Some people don't like how this costume look, or they love this costume, and some people are like a DJ. So you decide as a crew. So January usually is your month. As a crew, you go to all the launches. Usually it happens within 2 to 3 weekends, and then you'll decide, okay, look, I like this costume, I like that costume, I like that costume. And you'll decide on a section, boom. And then after you pick the section, then they'll come, you put money down. Like I said, in the first segment, us in the Bahamas, our costumes are cheap. Mm-hmm. Cheap. I paid as a man for... men and naked are the same price. So Nassau, men and naked, naked would be just a regular bikini, limited jewels and stuff like that, $350, whereas that's the price for a man. And that would be like a pants. We as a masquerade, we don't do t-shirt sections because we feel like we want everyone in costume. So I went to a band in Trinidad. I paid $800. You know what they got? A t-shirt and pants. And that's the same price as a naked or backline in Trinidad. So it's $500 cheaper. So most people over here, because like you say, when they fly in, they used to pay in $2,000. So they don't mind paying $700 plus. There's even an upgrade for upgraders, a wire bra, because you're able to do much more design wise with the wire bra. So a lot of the veterans, the ladies, like to get a wire bra. But even that, you only get you to maybe $900. That's still $1,000 cheaper that they pay away. So you and your friends, January, you pick your section, boom, then you start going to that group's events. Cause like I say, us masquerades, we have an event at least twice a month. So before you even go on the road, so between our launch and the road, that 4 month period, you could see us at least 4 to 5 times.
Okay.
So that, and the whole point of that is you have to get used to the music, because like I said earlier, each year, like a marshal, you might only know 3 marshal songs a year, but these drop 25. Right. There's a trigger when it's hit.
Right.
So the point of going to these events is that you get to know the music, because then you know what to listen to. Because it sucks being on the road in May and you dancing, but it's different than dancing and singing and at the top of your lungs of this music.
It's living it. It's having that full experience. So you're conditioning. Mm-hmm. So you go on a Junkanoo practice.
See? That's a great comparison. So yeah, you don't just pay for your costume and sit home till May. No, because you're ruining the whole experience. So you have to go to the events. And of course, it's a different type of events. So you have the Juve, so you get the powder thrown on you and the paint and the water and the foam and the, sometimes it's related to the oil, you know. And then you have might go to a boat. So like I said, we have a sailor, you might go to a boat event and you might go in sand. You're having a good time. And we hop here, it's called Soca Sampler, where we just literally that Soca Sampler, we try to teach you what's hot.
Okay.
So that's why you have our DJs like Bravo and Fresh and Overdose. Like, look at Overdose. Overdose don't live anymore because of Carnival. Carnival has afforded him the opportunity where he could be booked to an event. And not all of his gigs are Carnival or Soca inspired, but that was a big part of him going to different events. Like, he, my boy, on a Carnival tour. He's so busy, he can't even come to Bahamas. He can't come home because, of course, you know, this is last minute. We just got the approval last week. He was already booked and busy, so he can't even come home for Carnival. That's how much this, like you said, astronomy, this has afforded him to live a life. He can just play. I mean, it's beautiful.
Well, let's I guess we can go down that road for a bit for, you know, the up-and-coming, the kids in school who never saw or considered that, you know, you can make a living making costumes or even starting your own group, your own band, or the Bodines who are out here performing, Julian Believe, these entertainers who are behemoth entertainers who are really doing it in a meaningful way. Bodine and quite a few artists, Reds, all of those people, they just came back from the big FTX
thing,
So when you speak about an international platform, you know, what words of encouragement would you have for someone who wants to take a chance on making a living in culture?
Well, the whole reason I exist, right, as I as in Timmy, the first black man to win an Oscar was a Bahamian. The first non-American NBA player to go number one was a Bahamian. We have the most gold medals per capita. My whole thing is there's no one greater than us. And at the highest levels of anything in culture and sports, Bahamians are there. So I grew up with that belief that we are capable of doing anything. The only thing we miss in our opportunities and networking. So that's why when these type of things happen, like I said, you have the King of Soca on stage in the Bahamas in rain, pouring rain on the fry, saying he hope they invite him back next year. He'll come every year, they call him, if he free, because he love our culture, he love our product. Like, that's enough. Like, we are recognized by the world as greats in our field. So just take the chance now. Of course, you have to do it smartly. They don't perfect your craft, learn your craft, pick a path, but also I wouldn't say have a backup, but make sure you have something to fall back on and take a chance. All of these groups, all of these artists, like, you know where they're going to be, reach out to them, like, and they someone had to give a hand to them, so they, you know, help them also. They'd give advice, so whatever it is, just don't be afraid to try and ask.
So I think one of the interesting things that came out of, I guess one of the more interesting debates that may have existed, especially during the launch of, which was initially Bahamas Junkanoo Carnival, was that, oh, we're watering down our culture. Like, what do you think, or what are your words in terms of that? Because I think culture grows and evolves, but it will be interesting to get your opinion on for maybe naysayers or persons who are maybe uncomfortable with the word carnival.
My whole thing is, right, Soca is what? Soul Calypso? Isn't Calypso a big part? Last time I checked, I mean, you are the art lady. You can let me know. You're the culture lady. Last time I checked, Calypso has a big part of music. So at the base, Soul Calypso, we do Calypso. We were the last Caribbean country. I mean, let's say we in Caribbean. We were the last set of these island nations.
Well, we're certainly in the region.
Yeah. We were the last set who was on carnival. And I don't know if it's because of how our culture is more, like, stuck. I don't want to say stuck, but we stuck up. I don't want to run from it. We as a people are stuck up. Little stuff, so I don't know. And I think Carnival had a more demonized look, like, oh, they're naked shaking on the road. But I've seen 6-7-year-olds gyrating to Junkanoo, and we don't look at them as it being sexual. Like, I love to watch young kids in Junkanoo having a grand time. So I think it's more so just, like, I don't think enough education happened, like, of what it was. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just that, like, the other Caribbean, they grew up with Carnival. We didn't grow up. We just adopted. And what I thought it was amazing, because I love Junkanoo. I don't think I've ever missed Junkanoo, actually. But they weren't able to make that much money off it. It was a passion. Now, Carnival has allowed these people, and like I said earlier, I lose plenty of money because Carnival was gone. Like, I had a big chunk in my pocket because this is a business. And I can't remember which group member said it, but Junkanoo is culture. Hookahs is a business. And I've been to Miami, I've been to Trinidad, I've talked to my Jamaican friends. There's plenty money in hookahs. All this is using, and isn't that what tourism is? Like, using our culture to export it? This is a different way, in my opinion. So, yeah, I don't think, like, we were selling out or believing in our culture. I think it's even in the reverse. People who come now say, oh, I gotta come off Junkanoo. Like, oh, this is jealous dude for this. And people would say, oh, but you even see a job. Like, I've seen people come and look at Junkanoo costumes, like,
in absolute
I
awe.
Think it might have been 2017 or 18. Mm-hmm. I think it was either the Valley of Saxon, the huge bike.
Right.
And I literally saw Gontoros like crying at the beauty of it, like, how? And they say this is cardboard and paste. They say, you lying. So, no, I don't think we wore it down. I think, like you said, we evolved that. They're able to make money off of
They're complementary to each other.
And it's
so
the same. It's not like we, not like people moved here and are making these Converse. These group owners
are Bahamian.
Bahamian people who do, so they do from January to, like I say, May, they do Carnival. And by June, come, they start on Junkanoo. So now they're working year-round. They're in the shack year-round. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I do not think in no way it has watered down a bit lit. But I can understand it from someone's, like I say, I got, the same time it came is when I really learned about it and I did my own research and I really was involved into it. But I think over time they realized that it's not going to hurt it. It'll help if anything, because now, if the group members, if they make money from Carnival, they can put more into Junkanoo.
Right. Well, and I think that's part of the conversation, and I think that's why these discussions should happen much more often. So back to the novice, mm-hmm. right? So you have your group together. Mm-hmm. You decided you're going to go with this band. We talked about the competitive nature of Junkanoo. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not necessarily, you're not like, oh, I'm Masqueraders now, if you bounce around from band to band.
Yes,
so that's some, is it still competitive?
Yeah, so most people, unless you really so most novices, they end up becoming like diehards within. Mm-hmm. It's hard for people to, I've never seen people hop from band to band. And I said a horrible experience. So what happened was they would go to a different band, have a horrible experience, and they'd come home to us, you know, and find a house. But yes, I mean, I've heard some people have some bad experiences with Masqueraders, but of course, you know, not for everybody, but I must say we have a pretty good track record of satisfying our customers. So usually the band hopping only comes when they had a bad experience. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it came, as I said earlier, you just like how a certain costume looks. Some people only care about how the costume looks in their body. Mm-hmm. They aren't really, like for us, we don't really play, we only play soca and road.
Right.
Some groups they play rap and stuff, which is fine for them, but we only play soca. So you might be a person who like the dress up and dance, but you don't want hair soca all day. Mm-hmm. So you don't come with us.
Right.
Or some people, I know some people, they like this costume, but they won't come on the road with us, which this kind of happens. So sometimes it is maybe, and like we have people who, regardless of whatever Masqueraders or their group drop, they just could pick a section. Like, they don't care. They won't be. So it varies. But you rarely see people hop, once they find a home, mm-hmm. that's them.
Oh, that's exciting stuff. Makes me want to pop out there on Saturday. But
me too.
We'll take a quick break and we will return to this exciting discussion with Timmy. But in the meantime, don't forget that you can visit the NAGB at your leisure. We have a beautiful campus that is available for rentals. We also have the amazing Kendra Furup, the Whimsical Collector exhibition, still on display. It's a lot of innovative 3D interactive artwork that's available for you. We're open Tuesday to Saturday at 10 to 5 p.m. and Sundays at 12 to 5 p.m., closed Mondays and holidays. See you after the break.